Hey everyone, welcome to your Harry Potter Minute, sponsored by Magic Alley. I'm Steve Van Der Ark, creator and editor-in-chief of the Harry Potter Lexicon website. So why do we assume that Ottery St. Mary, an actual town in South Devon, is the same village as the one called Ottery St. Catchpole in the books? There are a couple of good reasons for this. For one thing, the name Ottery means that the town is located along the River Otter, which is a real small river in South Devon. Now, if Ottery St. Catchpole isn't Ottery St. Mary, it has to be located very, very near to it. Another clue is the fact that quite a few places in the stories are found in that immediate area. Rowling attended university in Exeter, which is located there. She set a significant part of the stories in that corner of Britain and borrowed a lot of names. If you look at the map, you'll find Budley Salterton near Exeter, which lends its name to Budley Babberton, where Slughorn had been hiding out in a muggle house. You'll also find Chudley, the home of the Chudley Cannons, spelled differently, so it's not quite the same name, but very close, just like Ottery St. Catchpole. It does make sense that Ron would be a fan of the local Quidditch team. You'll also find the town of Dawlish there, whose name Rowling borrowed for the Auror, John Dawlish. The most exciting and important clue is also the coolest, I think. If you drive a mile or so south of Ottery St. Mary, exactly where the books say you'd find the Weasley homestead, you'll find a farm called the Burrow Hill Farm. No kidding. I visited that very farm while researching my book In Search of Harry Potter. Weird thing is, my GPS quit on me just as I drove down that little lane that led to the farm. I can't help but suspect that Rowling used that name intentionally. As I said, she spent several years here going to university, so it's certainly possible that she saw that name, Burrow, and saw it as the perfect name for the home of the Weasley family, even describing it as being in the exact same place just south of the village, whose name she also borrowed. That's it for this Harry Potter Minute, sponsored by Magic Alley. If you love Harry Potter memorabilia, and who doesn't, you can get your wands, scarves, sweets, jewelry, and more by apparating over to www.magicalley.co.uk. There you can shop to your heart's content. That's Magic Alley with an EY at the end. And if you can't get enough Harry Potter canon facts, head on over to the Harry Potter Lexicon website at www.hp-lexicon.org. That's it for this time. Apparating out.